Check it.
Wake up. Only morning show.
Okay, what's up, man?
Morning, what up, big dog?
Hey, man, you the man. First of all, man, I want to say I'm a huge fan, okay? The new album, Triple F Life?
Yes, man, friends, family.
Family.
If you ain't the three, don't get the CD.
I got you, man.
All right, so you got a lot of guest appearances, like Drake's on there, B.O.B. Who else is on? Who else you making some, you have some collabs with?
I got Plies on there, Wu and Kid, Meek Mills, Bun B. Lucas, Nicki Minaj, Alley Boy.
Okay. Oh, really?
Right.
It's going hard, yeah.
But now, I don't really care, man, with Trey Songz, man. That was kind of nice, you know, the single out right now. So, I mean, I guess the whole album is blazing like that, huh?
Yeah, man, when I want this album out right here, I want the album to start rocking. I ain't want to do no marketing, trying to blow the album out of proportion before it came out.
Right.
I want promo after the album dropped.
Right. Well, I saw this magazine article in Complex Magazine where you're saying, like, Jay-Z, Kanye, Rick Ross, and a lot of other heavyweights really ought to be thanking you for their success because they kind of, like, stole, you know, your style.
Nah, man, I didn't say stole my style. I could say, man, when I say things like that, I don't say them to be arrogant or nothing. I just say, like, I just felt like I just rekindled them, man.
But Walker, you know what? You're not far from the truth,
no,
though.
Not at all.
You're not far from the truth. I mean, let's just keep it real. I don't think you were being disrespectful. You were speaking truth. I mean, you kind of...
No. It's all facts. But you know how it go, man. It's just homage, man. It's respect, man. I got an album on, man. I'm not thinking about who I helped and who I didn't help.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is, man, credit do when it's due.
I'm
going to make them respect me.
Absolutely. I can't wait for you to do some of them joints, man, because you're going to be at the Radio 1 Fest 4th of July weekend, ripping up the stage. I'll be hosting, and I'm looking forward to seeing you live on stage, man, because
me
you
too.
Got people just tripping when you
I'm
go out
hyped
there.
Now. Yep. Now that we talked to you, I really can't wait to see you live.
I'm trying to go. It don't matter where I'm at.
That's
right. All right. Russ Ball Morning Show. We rapping with Walker Flocka, one of the artists you'll see at One Fest. Now, Walker, of course, in 5 months, we will be voting in the presidential election. What do you want to say to some of your young fans who are voters?
Some of my young fans that vote, I want them to do, man. I want them to understand why they vote. I want them to know who they voting for. And not just vote for a person because your mama voted for them, or your grandmama voted for them.
That's real talk that's right there. But let me ask you this, man, because, you know, you're a pretty sharp brother, man. With the downturn of the European stock market, the president wants to kind of undergird the our economy. Do you think that's wise?
Man, I don't agree with that.
Yeah. Right. Well, how do you feel about, you know, lowering mortgage rates to historic lows and will probably could resuscitate the housing market, especially in the hood? You down for that?
I'm down with that, though.
That's right.
Walker Flocka got the new album, man. I'm telling you right now, it is fire.
Yes.
And listen, dude, you keep, you know, you've got the formula, man. It keeps working for you, man. And I wish you continued success. looking forward to seeing you in Miami, man.
Me too.
4th of July weekend.
Oh, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Everybody cop the album, man. Turned up.
I have
them right now, man.
All right, man. All right, man. You take care of yourself.
Bye.
Waka Flocka, y'all. Give him love.
Waka Flocka, you see?
Okay.
101.1 The Wiz.